Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Luke Russert is with us. He's an Emmy Award-winning journalist who was an NBC News correspondent from 2008 to 2016, covering American politics. Since leaving broadcast journalism, he's the author of Look For Me There, a travel memoir about his 3.5-year journey around the world that took him to more than 65 countries. Based in Washington, D.C., he is the son of journalist Maureen Orth of Vanity Fair and, of course, the late Tim Russert, as you know, from Meet the Press, and he joins us here on the National Defense. Luke, how are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, man. I really enjoyed your book, and it did something for me that I can imagine was part of the reason that you wrote the book. It really took me – I lost my mom 3 years ago, and it really it kind of took me back to those memories, but it also took me to try and enjoy every single moment of my life and to really reflect on everything that I was doing in the moment. Was that part of your kind of purpose for writing this too?
You know, it's a wonderful question. And I think the answer is yes. And I think that the beauty of this book, at least for me, is that that happened organically. I didn't set out to do that right away because I didn't necessarily know what I had. This book was born out of these journals that I had written while traveling. And when I wrote, when I sort of looked over the journals and I started to write them out a little bit, I realized that there were two things happening. It's one, that I was searching for something, and that was a sort of level of acceptance from dad that I could be my own person or do something different than him and not necessarily keep a legacy flame alive.
Sure.
And secondly, I was outrunning something, which was dealing with grief, which is so hard. And I think when those two came together, I got to this point of self-actualization, which is exactly what you said, which is you come to this point where, wow, you realize how short life is.
Right.
And secondly is there are so many beautiful moments within it that we're given. Take advantage of those and reflect upon them. And just talk about your mom. I'm sure now, a few years out, grief is difficult. But you think back of those wonderful times.
Right.
And you think, gosh, I was so lucky. And this book really allowed me to live in that space for a while, which I didn't really have an opportunity after my father passed because I threw myself in the work so hard.
And it was so sudden. I mean, just, you know, a heart attack. It was so tough to read about how you found out about that with your dad, and that somebody from NBC News had called and said, he fainted. And you said, no, dad doesn't faint.
Yeah,
and, you know, the title of the book too, Look For Me There, was something that you shared with your dad, that he always made a point to tell you exactly if you're lost in a crowd or wherever, a designated place to meet, right?
Yeah, and that was in the pre-cell phone era. I explained to some of these young kids, they asked me about the title. I said, well, why don't your dad just text you?
was there ever a pre-cell phone era?
Yeah, right. Did that ever exist?
Right.
But it's the title is interesting because there's so much pressure put on you to come up with a good title. And I was trying and trying. I had my father used to teach me, write things out on old legal pads and just keep writing out and you'll come to some conclusion. And I was thinking about, oh, okay, what am I doing in this book? I'm searching for something. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something. And then it just hit me. Look for me there. And that came from, we used to go to Orioles baseball games in Baltimore. We got separated. I was 9 years old, and the concourse was, there was just a crush of people. And he came running back, put his hand over my shoulder. He said, hey, if we ever get separated, just look for me there. And it was a hot dog stand, an Oreo bird on it. And then he said, but we'll never be separated. And I felt that, you know, and to this day, I still feel that, is that, you know, we may be separated by, you know, where he is and where I am. But in terms of just his presence, I've really opened myself up to feeling it more so than any time before.
We're talking to Luke Russert here on the National Defense, his new book, Look For Me There, Grieving My Father and Finding Myself. I so enjoyed, too, in the book, your relationship with your mom. I mean, it's such an honest interpretation of your relationship, even down to the fact, I love the scene where I forget which country you're in, but she had booked a vehicle and it was a manual and you couldn't drive a stick and you were irritated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so real.
It's my mom is an incredible journalist in her own right. She writes for Vanity Fair, and she's someone who joined the Peace Corps in her early 20s because the opportunities afforded to women at that time graduating from college were very limited. It was, you know, you'd be a nurse, you'd be a teacher. She said, no, I want adventure. I want to be involved. I actually joked with her. I said, maybe if you'd been born later, you would have joined the military, because she just so wanted to be out into the world. But she has a very tenacious spirit and very much believes in measuring yourself up against the world, and is very, very tough and strong-minded, kind of the bad cop compared to my father's good cop. And I didn't really understand that growing up until I started to see her independent of the role as mom and more sort of, oh, Maureen as a person. And with the story you're talking about is in Uruguay, we had rented a car. She wanted to go see some place far away from where we were staying, a few hours. I said, okay, I'll drive, I'll do it. And the car comes, and it's every car in Latin America is manual. And
I've had that same experience.
It was so embarrassing. And she just looks at me. She goes, what are you, 32 years old and you can't drive stick? You know, are you my son? Who are you?
That's right,
and I get angry, I curse and walk away, and blah, blah, blah. But it's just one of those things where, you know, that sticks with you for way longer than it should.
Yeah.
But moms know how to get it under your skin if they
ask. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They know the nerve point. Yeah, absolutely.
They do.
And so you were 22 when your dad passed?
Yeah, I was 22 years old.
Yeah. I mean, you know, having to cope with that and having to deal with that at that age. And I know that you mentioned in your book, too, everybody thought you were kind of crazy to leave journalism, because you were really right there. I mean, you were a reporter. You were a journalist. You were, you know, making the climb, and then you just left it. Right.
Yeah, I had spent 8 years on Capitol Hill, and I had reached a position where I was getting a lot of airtime on NBC and MSNBC, and I had won an Emmy, and I was on a first-name basis with the Speaker of the House and the President of the United States. I mean, I was living a dream that a lot of people had that had fought their whole lives for, and I was very appreciative of it, and I enjoyed it, and for a lot of years, I found the work very meaningful. But I reached a point where around turning 30, I started to ask myself this question, like, is this really it? Is this really who I am? Like, I don't know who I am independent of the Washington bubble. I don't know who I am independent of my parents. I don't understand who I am independent of NBC at this point. So I actually was pushed in a direction to leave somewhat unexpectedly by House Speaker John Boehner, who saw me in the hallway, and I had covered him rather tenaciously and aggressively over time. And he just took me into his office. He said, what are you doing here? I said, well, you invited me into your office. What kind of question is that? He goes, no, larger scale. What are you doing here? He goes, time is a flat circle on Capitol Hill. You could be here until your 60s and 70s and not have any idea what happened.
Yeah.
Get out of Washington. Go learn something. Go learn about other people, other cultures. Just get out of here, because this could very easily just define your whole life. It's not the worst thing. If you want it, fine. But if you want to get out, now really is the chance, because every year that goes by, it's harder. And it fell on these thoughts have been in my mind. But as soon as you said that, it kind of pushed me of, okay, it's okay to leave if you want to. There is a guy who had a very similar upbringing to my father, working class Catholic community in Cincinnati, my dad from South Buffalo. It was, all right, this is a sort of validation, if you will, the thoughts that were swimming around in my head.
Yeah, it's a great book. Look for me there, Luke Russert. Just a fantastic look and a look back. Your dad would be so proud. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Randy. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.